Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 8. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and all three of us are middle-aged and creeped out.
Darn right we are.
Creepy.
Creepy.
We wouldn't be here
middle-aged.
Yeah. Proud of it, right?
Darn right we're proud of it. I'll fight anybody.
Guess we're middle-aged.
You'll fight anybody that is middle-aged and creeped out and likes the Beatles? Is that what you were saying earlier?
Beatles.
Yeah, we just had a discussion about the Beatles.
Don't say that with such disdain.
I don't want Jerry Pauly to hear this.
Don't say that with such disdain. Listen, Jerry and I will sit you down.
Hey,
sometime.
I said I like 3 or 4 songs of them.
Okay.
And I'm giving you that. But no more.
I won't even ask.
They recorded more than that, though.
They did.
Their catalog's a little bit bigger.
I know.
I've already.
That's. I know.
I've already railroaded this discussion. Sorry.
So what do we got for middle-aged mini number 8?
Number
8. Mr. Sean.
Good Lord, are we on 8 already?
We are.
That's insane.
Number 8.
Well, I thought this was fish, and then when I looked it up, this has nothing to do with fish. It's our topic today is one that you'd think that would come out of the mind of me, but it has come out of the mind of Todd, and it is on tulpas.
Yes, sir.
I'll give a quick...
Not tilapia.
Not tilapia. Well, that's what I thought. I was hungry for fish. But so the tulpa is a concept in mysticism and the paranormal, so it's perfect for this, of a being or object which is created through spiritual or mental powers. It was adapted by the 20th century theosophists, which, that's a whole other topic, theosophy, from Tibetan sprulpa, which means emanation or manifestation. And I know that's been a big keyword nowadays is manifesting your destinies and manifesting your realities and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
this is going to be a fun little topic.
So if we sit here and all three of us think hard enough, we can manifest a purple elephant.
Maybe. I was wondering what they say. I was like, ooh, what's he going to say? What's he going to say? This could be really fun.
Purple people eater?
Yeah, exactly.
Purple, yeah.
Be like,
maybe.
That one Adam Sandler movie, Billy Madison. Why'd you color the duck green? I've never seen a green duck.
I want to see a green duck. So you want to see a purple elephant.
So,
people eater.
Yeah. So tulpas. I think I mentioned it a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
And yes. I said, have you guys not heard of that? And you said, we had not.
I have not heard of the
and
term.
So I'm going to
not
assume that our...
Not the term.
Right, man.
Just the ideas behind it makes... Mm-hmm. I
had not heard of it either until about 2 or 3 years ago. Found it very fascinating and interesting. So it's actually real fascinating if you think about it. But, you know, because there's some, they say, science involved with it. You know, mysticism and...
Mm-hmm. You brought it up with the Slender Man talk, which is my favorite discussion so far, as we know. But it shadow figures, Slender Man, Hat Man, all that kind of stuff. You're like, you know, that kind of jogged you into thinking about tulpas. And that's like, you know, that's actually a really good point that maybe we're making up our own, you know, things that go bump in the night.
Well, there's they have like a society, a group of people that.
Tulpa communities. I put that in quotations here. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a note on that?
I have all kinds of notes. This
I
is
do too.
Isn't this crazy? Yeah. I do. The interesting things, you talked about it being it goes into thought forms. Mm-hmm. That's right. This is what we're talking about on a basic level. Gnosis, which the term gnosis is secret knowledge, right? Is a secret understanding of how things work. It also delves into a bit of magic. Even there's talk of it, like some of these videos I watched about it was talking about voodoo being, you know, heavy into the idea of tulpas. It's crazy, but you're thinking about it's a different way to manifest what you want, you know, but it's a relationship you're supposed to have with this being, I guess you could
creative
call it.
Creature, whatever you want to call it.
I see here though, this might be sort of important as far as the tulpas is concerned. Mm-hmm. Tulpas aren't the same as imaginary friends or hallucinations.
Oh, correct.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because this sounds to me, I wrote down like it's an elaborate imagine. Because I put real. Are they real imaginary friends? Are they a mental illness? You know, like all these thoughts came in my head, and some of
that
the videos.
Is good. It could be.
It's crazy. You know, but they're supposed to be a one-sided It's not. It's supposed to be you're in control. So this thing never controls you. So that to me, that kind of takes it out of some of these.
Not
realms
supposed
of, like,
to.
Dark. Yeah. It is. It does. Or it's not considered a
Tolbert. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. You might know more than that on that stuff. It is supposed to be able to think, feel, and respond, and grow and mature over time. But it is. It's something you can create one-on-one yourself, but it says that if one or more people or one or two people or more can sit down and collectively come up with something, you can also do this. This manifestation is stronger to do it with besides just individually.
Well, so what I was thinking was, or was going
to
say,
you're leading into wanting to do this before we finish this episode, right?
Oh, as we're like, recording.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to come up with a tulpa. No. You hope it's, but I mean, it can become, malevolent.
Yes.
You have to be very careful if this thing is even real. Well, I'm not saying it's real or not. I'm not, it's just interesting regardless.
Right. A concept.
But you can lose control of it. It can get out of hand and it can kind of take off and kind of, because it can do its own thing. And you got to be careful what you think of, create.
This is, it gets into, I heard people trying to describe it from a scientific viewpoint even. They said, this is mysticism and magic and gnosis and all that kind of stuff. And you get into all kind of interesting ideas. But one guy was talking about it and I was like, this kind of makes sense. He was like, let's break it down scientifically. And he said it's kind of talking about how if you're acutely aware of and talking about how reality is destroyed and created, how matter collapses in on itself, how you're looking at what is beyond us, what is in that abyss, what is in the void, and you're creating something out of that. Again, it sounds like it can get out of hand if you're not careful. But you're dealing with trying to figure out a certain shape, or form. But they said that these can be very irregular or volatile. And it can be an idea of like showing how the matrix can collapse in on itself. But the basic idea that they're talking about is using negative space. Mm. Like there's so much space that we don't consciously think about all the empty space or the negative space that's out there. But this is consciously trying to think on those things that so getting your mind to be able to be its own creator, which I think is very interesting.
Yeah, I found this little excerpt saying that some believe tulpas think on their own, experience emotions, and have memories. Tulpas generate personalities, desires, and curiosities all their own, quite separate from the host. French explorer and Buddhist Alexandria David Neal wrote that tulpas will eventually leave the host's body, like a child leaves the womb. Herself claimed to have made a tulpa that grew more and more sinister until eventually it had to be destroyed.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where it can get out of hand. Yeah.
That's the scary part of this thing.
Yeah.
It's on its most basic level, it's a brain way to train your brain and to elicit part of your brain that normally doesn't get much work, which is, we're working on creativity right now, but this is a different way to create that is really outside. It's bending, it's warping what I think of as reality. So you're kind of losing the reality that we're used to and you're delving into something else. And I put on here with loss of reality, that's heavy. Because heavy, but they're talking about consciousness. In the idea of, we all kind of understand what consciousness is. I'm not sure that we do. We don't all completely understand the soul and the spirit and consciousness. But they're saying these tulpas go into almost having or developing a secondary consciousness. And that's pretty wild.
Sort of like, loosely like dual personalities?
Could be.
This is why I did jokingly said mental illness, but they said that this is not a mental illness. So if you're schizophrenic or if you have all these wild ideas or you're hallucinating something, that's a whole different story. That's a mental illness. So this is not based in the mental illness. Now, my question is, how do you, especially if it gets out of control, all of a sudden you've got something that's, to me,
on the loose.
You're telling somebody like,
really?
Well, it was a shadow figure and I saw it and I created it and all this. I mean, all of a sudden it's going to be like schizophrenia.
How do you differentiate between those?
It came from the void.
At least you have something to blame it on. So I didn't do it. It's my tulpa.
Go.
It's what?
It's my tulpa. Well, last night. I don't know when the date was.
Understand, but
yeah. So like one of the most famous, and I just thought of it. They did like there was like a group of scientists or a group of people that developed this child. I can't remember David, Danny, something. I know maybe some of the listeners might know the story, but they developed this character. They put all the thoughts in it, what they wanted the kid to be like, and this and that, da da da. And it they supposedly created this person, you know, out of but it was a group.
So are we thinking about?
And it was doing not so great things. I mean,
so like, we're thinking about getting a peaceful tulpa that is going to be our fourth personality,
right, fourth
or fifth, because Sam counts as our fourth. So our fifth. This is going to get really. It's going to get really crowded.
Sam's like, can we just do a dog?
And then that tulpa makes so another tulpa. And can a tulpa make a tulpa? It's kind of like that. Remember the movie Multiplicity? It's like makes a copy of the copy.
Now,
like,
see, that's something. Seriously, though, what if tulpas get together, or a tulpa develops its own tulpa?
It says it experiences its own emotions and memories, and so it more or less thinks for itself.
It's a weird deal. It's a weird concept, but it's kind of cool.
We're going to eat a dolphin.
You know, I was thinking the penguin, like we were talking about Billy Madison. that penguin.
No, I'm on multiplicity now.
When you talk about it being, it said that it was adapted by the 20th century theosophist. And again, theosophy is something we could talk about for a long, long time. And it's, I don't know if you guys have heard of Madame Blavatsky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know her. Mm-hmm. And that ties into something else we're going to be talking about, which is how Nazism and the Hitler ideas and that goes really deep into the occult. But that's what this comes from. Occult knowledge. Occult people think of that's demons and dark energies and things like that. And it can be like they did deal with a lot of darkness. But it is secret knowledge is what they're talking about. Gotcha. They pulled it from Tibetan, you know, ancient wisdom and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the theosophy is an interesting deal.
I looked a little bit into that as I was doing research on the tulpa about theosophy. And I'm
she's pretty wacky.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't get it. Like,
say wacky.
Spend a whole lot of time, but at least, yeah. So,
Because that gets it. They branch over into like the Aryan race and all that kind of stuff, and where all that came from, but they're tied to the Theosophists. So
right. Yeah.
And Madame Blavatsky. It's just fun to say that name.
But you know, like this whole tulpa deal. It's is it demonic? Is it
that's a good question.
Demons?
Well, we've been talking
kind of.
Or
helping you out or helping you manifest this creature, whatever you want to call it.
Or is it like just because they are brought to life by your thoughts and stuff and energies, like, and they're so new, is it easy for a demonic presence to take over the tulpa?
So basically once you create it.
I think that's a good point.
They, like, yeah, we've got it from here, and now they want to manipulate it.
Yeah,
because
it's so young and naive, and so then
the intention was out of innocence and creativity and wonder, and then it was like, oops, hey, guess what? We just have a vehicle. We're going to steal that vehicle and overtake it.
And that's the scary part. It's kind of like a Ouija board. Yeah, it's fun, but I mean, oh, shoot, who are we really communicating with if they're real?
It's from Hasbro. How can it be bad? Right now?
Parker Brothers.
Or wherever.
It's the same thing as a tulpa, though.
Like, yeah.
If it is able to be created, now where does it go from there?
Yeah.
Is it now you've got some dark force taking over, and now you're really screwed.
Well, with MR, when we talked to MR Gorga, I mean, I guarantee you his view would be like, you're just playing with dark arts, and you're just asking for trouble, is what he would say.
Opening might never happen, but then what if it does?
Yeah.
Exactly. Is it something
playing around with something you don't know?
Were we meant to play with forces that we can't even comprehend? You know,
or is it a nice little clown named Pennywise?
Pennywise,
ooh,
well, that is a whole different story.
That's
why this whole thing is really cool to me. This,
you're talking about different
talking about
like levels upon levels upon levels of consciousness, and again, we don't completely understand.
You know, talk about how strong the mind is and how powerful it is, and what is the percentage? We don't even use.
We only use like 7 or 8% of our capacity of the brain.
It's hard to say. Well, some of those numbers get skewed, but yeah, we do use all of the brain because the brain is a fantastic machine. So, but you're right. We into its full abilities. It's not always used. So I think what Einstein said was a little bit skewed from what people's understanding.
He said
it was
a pretty low percentage.
He did, but I'm like, wow, I think he's talking about the capabilities your brain has. Because if you just watch brain activity, your brain, even at people that are lower IQ, the brain is still pretty active.
Yeah, now, right. It's going all still doing
something simple like thinking about listening to music. So if you listen to music, all of a sudden the brain comes alive.
Yeah.
So you're using more of it. You play music or do any kind of, you're in a band or an orchestra or whatever, or you're singing, your brain is like, it's like fireworks going off. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden you've gone from your brain not looking like it's super active, although it really was, but you're going into this amazing spectacle in your head. It looks like a fireworks display, and you don't see that every day, right? But that was something just as simple as listening to music. Mm-hmm. So,
and it kicks off all these, like if a song comes on, not only am I hearing the song, but I'm thinking, where was I back when that song came on? Like,
I can access memories.
I can smell. Mm. I can, oh my gosh, I can see whatever I was doing in 1985.
This goes into, because like neurology right now, we just are we're like mechanics trying to figure out how this car got put together and we're just the basic of it. They say that it's like, if we are a neurologist, it's like looking, opening up a football stadium, not understanding how the game of football is played. And we're just watching from above going, well, something's going on here, but I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
And trying to make it fit work.
Yeah.
And that's trying to figure out neurology, what is really going on. Yeah.
My hat's off. We've figured out so much, but there's so much we don't know. And we don't, we know the physical aspect, but there's a body, mind, spirit connection. And it goes layers that we don't even realize exist. Mm-hmm. And that to me is,
and we may never know,
but that's where this tulpa, lies is in, we don't know what we don't know. So, yeah, I would be a little
scary.
This would be like if you're like, let's shut these microphones off and do this. It's kind of like, let's whip out the Ouija board. You know, it's like, ooh.
That's the part that's the scary part. What are you really dabbling in?
Right.
And if you don't really fully understand it, it could get really.
Yeah, and we're not going to do that, by the way, just so you know.
No, I don't.
We're not committed.
It's fun to talk about.
It's an interesting subject, and that's what we're. So I do. I find this on so many levels fascinating.
So
don't point at me.
I know. I always tell people when they point, I'll say, hey, don't point at me. It's got a nail in it. So I thought if you will indulge me, comrades and our listeners, you can look up, you got Wikipedia and you got WikiHow on how to whatever.
Yes.
You know.
Is it on there?
To create a tulpa? I thought I would read these.
Please do.
I
watched videos.
I was laughing when I'm like, "Are you serious?"
I watched
really
videos
look up how to create a
tulpa.
Like in details.
Here's the thing: I thought they were going to be jokes. They're dead serious. That's what some of these videos. I'm like, oh,
no.
It's like how to summon Slender Man. I was like, oh, this has got to be a joke. No,
they are very serious.
Dead.
I know.
Serious business.
I'll just read the like. You know, there's.
Please do.
It is very
indulge
interesting.
Away.
Step one. Think long and hard before you create a tulpa. I'll just read like
this is what we're trying to do
right
now.
Your tulpa will be a lifelong companion and will be with you for the rest of your life.
Spooky.
Spend some time thinking about it, because if you change your mind after creating a tulpa, you could get rid of them. But tulpas are people with their own personality and thoughts. I won't read all of this one. I will read the whole paragraph. Getting rid of a tulpa is killing them, and that means
murder.
That means it would mean you're killing a person. Making a tulpa is no easy decision. And
that's like having a baby. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're bringing a life into this world. Now, it's a serious deal. Yeah. So think long.
So
and
that's
hard.
Heavy. Okay.
Step one.
That's step
two.
That's more than
there's
what I
There's more than
what.
Yeah. I'm done.
No, really. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, so step two, plan out your tulpa. You can start out by thinking about the form or personality you want them to have.
Purple elephant.
Step three, plan your tulpa's appearance. You can plan out your tulpa's appearance by drawing it if it helps, or just by visualizing them.
Purple elephant.
Yeah. now, it does say you should not create a tulpa. You should not create a tulpa based on any real humans, living or dead.
Oh, man. See, that's the thing. I was like, Abraham Lincoln, baby. Here we go. He's my tulpa.
Plan your tulpa's personality. One way to think of a personality is simply list as many personality traits you want your tulpa to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's step four. Okay, now here's part two of six.
Oh my God, there's a part two.
Visualize your tulpa. Sit down and close your eyes. Imagine your tulpa in your head. Number two, try to touch your tulpa in your imagination. Try to feel their hair if they have any.
This is getting risky.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like, the details on their body.
Did I mention the people that... No, I shouldn't say this because I don't know what these tulpa communities, but are they lonely?
Yeah.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
So step three, create a scent if you wish.
Mm. I can't smell anymore.
Number four, visualize your tulpa's movements. You know, imagine how your tulpa moves and walks. Think about the gestures they use, et cetera. Number five, Wonderlands. If you want, you can create a place in your imagination called a Wonderland. This is a place where you can work on your tulpa, and this will be the place that your tulpa can live in.
This leads to Furbies, doesn't it? I'm not going to say, oh my God, that's a whole other conversation that gets creepy. That's a different kind of creepy.
And I'm going to speed through the rest of these, but it says, talk to your tulpa. You can talk to them inside your mind or out loud.
You shouldn't talk to your tulpa around other people, because then you're going to end up in a mental institution.
Bring on, what is going on with this dude?
Or on medication. Then your tulpa is going to get away because you're medicated and you forgot about your tulpa.
I'm not crazy. It's my tulpa.
See, this is...
Tulpa sounds like
this is how we circle back down to
rock band.
Mental illness.
Yeah. Now live on stage, tulpa.
Iron tulpa.
Yeah, iron tulpa. Yeah. After your tulpa talks, you can choose a voice for them if they haven't created one themselves.
Ooh. That'd be scary. Starts talking to you. Whoa. Yeah.
You know, this is a good time.
Okay, you're going to talk like that.
You know, we created a tulpa. We created a tulpa.
What do you mean?
Our tulpa we created was our intro voice. And we named him Bub. We never did say that on it. We haven't said that yet on a podcast.
We haven't?
Mm. I don't think so.
I think you mentioned Facebook. On Facebook. Okay.
So
what is it?
Bub. Which is short for Beelzebub. Mm. But in my mind. Oh, you didn't know that? Okay,
I just saw it's Bub.
It's just Bub. Well, that's why I put the devilly looking guy or the gatekeeper or whatever looking guy in the cloak. But
a few more here. Bub.
But I'm just saying. Okay. I'm just saying we better be careful.
He's going to come alive.
Determine whether your tulpa is... Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Hold on. Go for a walk and imagine your tulpa following behind you. You know what? This will be the last one. Here it is. I like this one. Connect with others who have tulpas.
It's a community. It's a community. Well, it says it's a community.
Go on double dates with your tulpa.
So a couple things I wanted to say.
Where's your tulpa? Oh, it's dating this other tulpa. They're on a date.
You know, hey, he's working today.
They'll be back.
Yeah, right.
So one thing I want to say is, this is
all dead serious stuff here.
I know. And we're talking about crazy. We talked about how maybe this is how Slender Man in the collective consciousness, enough people focused on it that it became a real thing. Ghosts. Like, how do we know? I'm not saying ghosts don't have other explanations, but, you know, like, there's this being at the end of my bed that somebody created that either put it on somebody else or it got free or whatever, you know, or there's enough energy held from history that created these tulpic, I'm going to make up words, tulpic energies that I don't know, but that's interesting to me. That's, who knows?
As far as a ghost, I sort of think like you start off with the story of what may have happened in this place and enough people hear the story, enough people think about that story. Mm-hmm. Does it start generating an image?
Mm-hmm. I'm playing in kind of dangerous territory here a little bit, only because when you think about these, and like I said, you start thinking about mental health.
Is danger your middle name?
Danger is my middle name. But people congregate, and I know this is, if I'm going to use these examples of different world religions, you know, a lot of people revere Muhammad and they revere, you know, a lot of these religious figures, and there's no judgment. You know, Buddha and things like that. These were people. Jesus was a person. And like collectively though, we kind of have those thoughts of, they say Jesus isn't exactly what we think he was, or at least we didn't. I know even MR said that too, but we collectively kind of put that together, what we think. And that's kind of what we, you know, how, when we feel those presences, this is, like I said, I'm kind of dancing through this, but it makes me think like, How did we have thousands of world religions? Is that how some of the religions they people came together and said, "Hey, this is"?
I see. I was wondering where you were going. I see what you're saying.
Spiritual type being. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, again, I'm not suggesting
like they're developing a Muhammad or developing
a tulpa per se. But yeah. I'm just saying
I know because I don't want to get in.
I know that's where I said I'm stair stepping around. But there's lots of examples, and I'm not going to pick on anybody's religion.
Right. I'm not going to put my faith on somebody else's.
Again, yeah. So, but
coming back, I see what you're saying.
But I think it's an interesting question.
Yeah,
like,
I got
coming back to the elephant. Isn't Hindu? Don't they have like an elephant?
They have
type figures.
Hinduism has thousands of gods.
Yeah,
like thousands. So it's polytheistic, right. and Christianity is monotheistic.
Right.
So that's where that there's a huge divide there.
Well, and then look at the ancient Egyptians and their hieroglyphics of bird gods and. Mm-hmm. All sorts of different characters. Now, I mean, you can go
get
the other way of
you get into
their space aliens.
Well, that was right. One of the videos. Yeah,
that's another add-on.
One of the videos I watched, they said they were talking about tulpas, and they did make a leap to like alien sightings and things like that. So I don't know.
Because you really look into this and we discuss it, it goes all kinds of different ways.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't just sit with what the basic premise is of a tulpa. It does. It gets into aliens and
religion, and it's not spiritual just beliefs. And
straight cookie cutter.
Correct, yeah.
Crazy Buddhists. No, I'm just kidding. Yep. It's very interesting, though. But
they know how to party.
Philosophical interest.
Did you guys see, and I got this straight off of Wikipedia.
Ooh.
And all right, kids. Anyway,
you always find
too. It's not too risque.
Nuggets.
Not too risque.
I'm ready for
risque is my middle name. No, says some practitioners have sexual and romantic.
I knew we were going to go there. I wasn't going to be there.
That'd be a road.
Yeah. So here I got to
back it up. Even I got my limits. Back.
Are you going to get beep?
Well, when you were talking about playing with their hair, I was like,
here we go.
I am so not going there.
Let me just get through this and then
just do it.
So.
I'm glad
some practitioners have sexual and romantic interactions with their tulpas.
And lonely.
The practice is controversial and trending toward taboo. It says one survey found that 8.5% support a metaphysical explanation of tulpas, 76% support a neurological or psychological explanation, and 14% is other explanations. But I thought... So when you were talking about like lonely a few minutes ago, that's what I was like, hold that thought.
I said,
that mind's
afraid of it. That's what I was like. Oh, we that ship sailed. We don't have to worry about that.
I can't find a girl, so I'll make a girl.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for
that. Go back to that scene in Ghostbusters.
Really? Like, but
yeah.
And I think that kind of delves into, I don't know. I'm going to dance. Now here, I'm going to start dancing.
I know. Yeah.
For the mental. And obviously we're mental health advocates and I'm not making fun of anybody, but I'm just like, oh, really?
There's some interesting.
There has to be something.
Interesting topics there that are borderline inappropriate to talk about, but they're fascinating to think about. But there's an energy with the sexual source and all that kind of stuff. So, but you delve into magic and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got one word. I'll say Aleister Crowley and then I'm going to leave it there because.
Oh, he's going to be discussed.
Goofball. I'm sorry if anybody I don't care if I'm offending some people.
He was
the most wickedest. I mean, he was proud of being the wickedest man alive, you know.
But we will talk about him. A fascinating topic.
Yes.
Great discussion. But like he's crazy.
We'll leave that there because that's as far as that kind of magic we're going to talk about.
Yeah. But he'll give us a lot of nice things.
He links into some other good discussions too. So anyway.
Great. And I never heard of that dude until a few years ago. I'm like, this guy. It's kind of like H.H. Holmes. If you haven't heard of him and then all of a sudden you learn about him, you're like, what is.
Yeah, there's
we're going to leave that as a tease Crowley. Right there, right? Aleister Crowley. And then
we're talking about.
Whoa.
Was that your bra
strap?
See, that's
mouse strap. Yeah.
That's your tulpa's bra strap.
Oh, no. I lost my. No. Mr. Crowley. Oh, Ozzy.
We're back to Ozzy. Yep. We were talking about Ozzy before.
But yeah, this tulpa thing is kind of weird.
It's a little confusing.
It's very confusing. Now, you opened this Pandora's box. Thank you very much. Again,
you're welcome.
Shocking that it wasn't me that was like, hey, let's talk about something like real basic like tulpas, you know. Woo. So I think this is fantastic. Honestly,
yeah, I think it's creepy.
About.
Yeah.
And I think it's super creepy, and I think it's dangerous territory that we're skipping along, but I think not doing it because, like I said, we're not shutting off the microphones and like, okay, Tulpa City, here we go.
Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think that's a...
No, but it is interesting. Like I said, it's...
Because I'm one of the first ones that will say, I don't know about this. I really don't know if I buy into it. It's a great topic. I mean...
Yeah, no, I
not
agree.
Telling anybody that, this is 100% or no, it's... I don't know if I want to take the chance.
I agree.
Because I'll dog... I listened to our interview with Josh Arnold.
Yeah.
And I asked him, hey, what do you think about Ouija boards? I think he said 70-30. And I'm like 50-50.
Yeah.
But I played, I think, three times.
But it's an interesting thought.
I don't know if I want to do it again, because the more I've learned through listening to other podcasts and stories and movies. I mean,
but you were talking about
play with it.
Energy. I'm like, I don't think I want to take a chance.
Dark energies taking advantage of people saying, oh, what's that? You know, you open up these boxes, like I said, Pandora's box, quite honestly.
That's it, right there.
I am a believer. It's a very basic believer that there's team light, there's team dark. I know that's very 100%. Simplistic.
Yeah.
And when you start, and I'm not saying I'm perfect at being team light all the time. I make my mistakes, but I really try to be. I like to think I'm here for team light and that I'm trying to keep that going forward with the best energy I can. And that's what I want to be part of. I really don't want to be part of Team Dark.
That's what I thought about with the Tulpa. I'm like, yeah. Ouija board. Yeah, I don't know if I want to take a chance.
Me personally, I mean, I know it says that it's not, they're not like an imaginary friend, but that's.
Did you guys have
an imaginary friend? It's a fine line.
Did you have an imaginary friend when you were a kid?
No.
Mine's sitting right here with me.
Yeah, exactly. You're Tulpa. He's with you for life.
Hey, Petey.
He's with you for life.
His name's Hank.
Hank.
He's my buddy.
Hank.
Hank.
Hank the Tank. I had an imaginary dog. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Oh, really?
for like a minute, and then I got tired of taking care of him, and so I kind of, I must have let him die or something. I don't know.
No, you can't have the microphone. Go on.
This is going to be
okay, you want to hear my imaginary friend's name? I did have one. It's probably like six or seven. Gerd.
Gerd.
Oh. Gerd.
Gertie.
Gerd. No.
Just Gerd.
Don't insult Gerd. You want? I don't know if it was a boy or girl.
Isn't that acid reflux?
It's Gerd. Acid reflux, yeah. gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Exactly.
What you just, yeah. Gerd, yeah.
Yep, Gerd, yeah. Did you say you had one, Nate? Or?
No, I never did.
And you had a dog?
I have a little Gerd. I don't remember the name. I'm not that specific. I was little. I just remember. I wanted a little, the wiener dogs. Now, don't make fun of
dachshund.
That either. Dachshunds, but I wanted to say wiener dog. And that's what it was. My friend had one, and his name was Roscoe, but he was a real
Roscoe.
Dog. So I wanted Roscoe, but I wanted my own. So I
Bosco.
I pictured Bosco, yeah.
Well, I'm going to make a fake dog. And they're like, what?
Dragging a leash with a
just laying collar. On the ground.
Come on. This or get one of those invisible dogs.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
This kid's pathetic. Yeah.
Or did you make like a balloon?
Invisible dog leash. I got one of those.
As you can tell, we are starting to fade.
Yeah,
towards
exactly.
The end of this
topic. You're like, we ran out of things to say. No, we just.
No, yeah, it's fun. It's good stuff. It's
a fun topic.
It's a mad minute.
Believe what you may.
I wish I would say probably 98% or 99%. I wish I knew the percentage of people if they knew what a Tulpa was or ever heard what one. So.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I would be in the camp that did not. And so I have to admit, when you said that, I was like, no, I can't really. Place what that
and
would
it goes
be.
And it goes
but when you
way
start
back
talking
too,
about
it's
like,
not just
yeah,
a
yeah. No, this is
2000
ancient
deal. Yeah, very ancient, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there you go, guys. Tulpas. And again, if you want to,
I'm still hungry for tilapia though. Is that wrong?
That's, what
I'm still hungry for tilapia.
Mm. Tilapia sounds like you ought to get an ointment for it. What's wrong with you? I got tilapia.
I got tilapia.
It's killing me.
Tulpas on my backside.
Oh man, we better.
How is he gonna? He's been creating these ways to say that's a wrap. What the heck are you gonna say on this one? Have you been?
I know he's been like,
oh,
on
I haven't
three
even
or
about
four
it.
He's like episode streak of.
You better shut this circus down.
Yeah,
these monkey.
We, well, you better shut it down before it gets way
the
out
monkeys
hands.
Are we're getting out of control.
I think the craziness and the weirdness is, right now, or the foolishness, we are creating.
I blame the Tulpas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're Hank and
your dog and
and Bub.
Well, no imagination about it. This is a wrap.
It is a wrap. You heard it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to Middle-Aged Mini number 8, and we will see you guys later.
Bye.
See ya.